Hello, my name is Isaac Krasnopolsky, and this is MES in 5. The following shiur is based on a two-part shiur given by Rabbi Mordechai Torzner on the topic of healthcare and compensation. All sources and ideas in the following podcast were originally cited and compiled by Rabbi Torzner. The following podcast is the first of a series of five-minute medical halacha podcasts on the topic of charging for healthcare. For further questions on the material presented, please refer to Rabbi Torzner's original shiur, which can be found on YU Torah. This MES in 5 Halacha series will tackle the important questions which relate to physicians already working in their respective fields, to medical students, and to aspiring physicians. To be a healer is a marked privilege and is a profession which is held in high esteem across many cultures. The very nature of becoming a healer speaks to the social responsibilities that we as a people have to each other. It is the unique nature of this responsibility which needs to be analyzed under the guise of halachic guidance. In this series, I will be discussing the biblical origins for the healing profession so that we can better understand the nature of this responsibility which we all share. Questions in this shiur will include, but will not be limited to, can a doctor charge his patients for providing medical advice? Can a doctor refuse treatment for a patient if the patient won't be able to pay? Can a doctor get paid for treating someone on Shabbos? What is the Torah's perspective on socialized medicine? To begin the topic of medical compensation, we need to tackle the overarching questions, which is, what justifies payment for healthcare? It may be easier to approach this issue by asking ourselves, why wouldn't such a practice be considered okay? We would suggest that maybe because it is a mitzvah and a doctor would therefore be obligated to heal a person, that doctor would therefore not be allowed to ask for compensation. The source for healing as a positive commandment is hinted to in the Mishnah of Nedarim in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah states, one who is not permitted to benefit another due to a vow is still permitted to heal that person, but not to heal that person's property. How do we understand this Mishnah? Why would one be allowed to break a vow when it comes to healing? It is explained that as a Jew, the individual has already committed to take care of his fellow Jew at Har Sinai. Therefore, one would not be able to make a vow against healing someone because healing falls in a category which supersedes a person's personal vows. This could be the mitzvah of Lo Ta'amod Adam Re'echa, for example, or a few other biblical sources that we will mention later on. The practical halachic source for healing others as a positive commandment is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. The Mechaber says, the Torah permitted a doctor to heal, and is a mitzvah, and part of saving lives. One who refrains from this commandment is spilling blood. One could therefore say, after seeing the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that if a physician is obligated to heal an individual, how can that same doctor charge for his services? There is a biblical source brought down in Talmud Bavli in Bechor 29a that hints to the idea that one is not expected to be compensated for an obligatory act. The Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda, who cites a pasuk from Devarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Hey. Rav Yehuda learns out from the verse, "See, I have taught you." This pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu after having taught Bnei Yisrael. Rav Yehuda in the Gemara from which this pasuk is quoted explains that this verse should be understood as Moshe saying, "Just as I, Moshe Rabbeinu, have taught for free, so to you, Bnei Yisrael, should teach for free." This understanding of the pasuk suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was obligated by God to teach the wisdom of the Torah to the Jewish people, was not expecting compensation for his efforts. Likewise, the Jewish people are also expected not to assume compensation for obligatory matters. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya is again quoted as saying that a doctor may not be compensated for giving over knowledge or advice which came at no strain or time lost to the doctor. That is, for example, if someone were to approach a doctor in their shul and ask for medical advice, assuming the doctor can answer the question without taking the time to look into the case any further, then this doctor may not send a bill for that service as he did not incur a financial or any other loss as a result of the services rendered. However, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that if the doctor would have to strain himself and deviate from his daily schedule or go out of his way, then he may charge for such a service. In order to understand the validity of charging for healthcare in the eyes of halacha, we must first understand the source for biblical allowance to heal others. The biblical license to heal an individual foundationally is derived from the laws regarding damages. We know that one of the five principal payments that one has to pay his fellow man in the event of causing nezek or damages is ripoy, or medical costs. In the most basic sense, we understand ripoi to mean the cost of hiring a physician, which of course implies that physicians get paid for their work. So according to the Torah, the assumption is that it is common practice for a physician to receive compensation for services rendered. Having established a status quo, it would be interesting to analyze how Judaism perceives the quality of free healthcare. There is a dialogue brought down in Bava Kamma 85a which states that if an assailant says, "I will bring you a doctor for nothing," the victim may reply, "A doctor who heals for nothing is worth nothing." This Gemara seems to contradict the previously cited Gemara in Bechorot 29a, since the latter source appears to endorse compensation for religiously obligatory activities. There are two ways to understand this seemingly blatant Talmudic contradiction. There are those who suggest that the verse quoted in Bechorot 29a is strictly referring to the rules of compensation as it applies to teaching specifically. Therefore, according to this opinion, the external idea of healing one's fellow man is entirely separate and cannot be extended to that verse which regards teaching. The second idea is similar to the first, but not as accepted, that the verse brought down in Bechorot 29a is specific to the prohibition of being compensated for teaching Torah. In either scenario, it would seem that this verse is not necessarily correlated to the sugya of refuah. In the next podcast, we will explore the matter of medical compensation further. Thank you for listening.